we need to bring every weakness, every temptation to God. Bring it to Him immediately, asking the Lord for the strength to resist. The more often we successfully stand firm, the stronger we'll become. But if we stumble and fall, we have God's promise to forgive and to cleanse us. Praise God.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace podcast. I'm so thankful you're here listening today and just giving us a few moments of your precious time. And I pray that what we say here will be a blessing to you. Today we're talking about something that happens to us all at one time or another during our lives. What do you do when the devil attacks? When was the last time you felt vulnerable to a temptation? We've all experienced this, and sometimes the pull is so strong that we begin to come up with reasons why yielding, it isn't so bad. However, we need to stop and consider that the voice we're listening to is Satan's, and what he's offering is a path to destruction. Today we live in a sensual age in which enticements are everywhere. And we could respond in several ways, couldn't we? Will we yield quickly without a struggle? Successfully fight against it? Try to resist but eventually give up? Or just make excuses for surrendering to the temptation? When you look back in the Word of God, at the very beginning, the book of Genesis, temptation began with Adam and Eve shortly after creation. Satan lied to Eve about the wonderful benefits of eating the forbidden fruit. And you know, he's been doing the same thing to humanity ever since. Only the elements of his temptations vary according to the desires and weaknesses of each person. The devil knows when we are the most vulnerable, what suggestion is most appealing, and how to make us think we must have it. He is ready with a long line of excuses like, "Oh, you deserve this. No one's perfect, you know. God still loves you, and he will forgive you." However, dear ones, for those of us who belong to Jesus Christ, we are not without a defense strategy. It's described at the end of the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters of this letter deal with the spiritual wealth that belongs to us when Christ is our Savior. The next two chapters tell us how we're to walk with the Lord in righteousness. Chapter 6 then addresses the reality of spiritual warfare and the provisions Christ has made for us to successfully resist temptation and deception. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 12 says this to you and me today. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So what is, dear ones, think about this, what is a satanic attack? Well, here's the definition. A satanic attack is a deliberate, willful assault by Satan upon an individual for the purpose of doing harm in the spirit, soul, or body, or all three. These attacks could come at any time or from anywhere. The devil tries to trip us up when we are at our weakest, and he knows exactly who or what to use as a lure. He often tempts us with what we do not need or should not have as he seeks to bring us down. What are Satan's objectives? Well, first of all, he wants to draw us away from God. One of his goals is to take our minds off the Lord and spiritual matters in order to get us to focus on material and sensual desires. Another objective of the devil is to thwart God's purposes in our lives. Although the Lord is infinitely more powerful, Satan is always trying to undermine what he desires for you and me. Another objective of the evil one is this: to deny God the worship and glory he deserves. You see, Satan hates the fact that God alone is worthy of all worship and honor. So he offers us a plateful of other options to distract us from God. And finally, he wants to simply destroy us. The devil wants to demolish our relationship with God, our interest and faith in him, our desire to pray, and confidence in our eternal life in heaven. The devil wants to demolish all of that. However, we know that God's word says that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And yet, the devil keeps trying to move us in a direction away from the truth by convincing us that we don't have time to read the Bible. Or that we won't understand it. You can't possibly understand it. And dear ones, we must remember that he is our enemy who feeds us lies to keep us from living faithfully and righteously as God desires, which is the best possible life. So what are Satan's strategies? Well, first of all, to deceive. Believing the devil's lies is the first step toward following him. Those who love their sin are quick to question or twist the truth of God's word in order to justify their sinful choices. They tend to make excuses for their sin based on their situations and carnal needs. Another strategy of Satan is to divide. The devil seeks to cause division in nations, in churches, in families and friendships. He wants to create chaos by stirring up criticism and distrust. Satan then wants to ultimately destroy. This is his ultimate purpose, to destroy your testimony and mine, to destroy our lives, our finances, marriages, and families by deceiving and dividing us. Since Satan is always seeking to deceive, divide, or destroy us, we must be alert and watchful at all times. And never think that we are too strong to be tempted. Mm-mm. This kind of overconfidence is no foundation. None at all, because our only hope is to be strong in the Lord and in His might, not in our own power. We have a promise from the Lord that teaches us to rely fully on Him. and is found in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape, so that you will be able to endure it." Praise God. So because our God is faithful, you and I do not have to yield to temptations. Therefore, we must choose to trust in the Lord and reject the enticements Satan offers us. To do otherwise leads us down his path of destruction. Temptations should prompt us to turn away from every excuse and realize that what the devil is offering has no place in the life of a follower of Jesus. When we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior and are surrendered fully to Him, we face temptations from a platform of strength because the Holy Spirit lives within us. He identifies Satan's lies, and the Holy Spirit helps us to discern their destructive nature. And those who are sensitive to the spiritual realities the Holy Spirit reveals are more cautious regarding temptations. But the undiscerning find themselves submitting pretty much without a fight. So God's Word is our greatest defense against the devil. It helps us discern the truth, and God's promises provide the faith and strength we need to resist temptations. However, dear ones, if we keep our Bibles closed, or maybe open it up only once a week, maybe on Sunday, we have lost our defense, and we will become victims of the schemes of the devil. We need to bring every weakness, every temptation to God. Bring it to Him immediately, asking the Lord for the strength to resist. The more often we successfully stand firm, the stronger we'll become. But if we stumble and fall, we have God's promise to forgive and to cleanse us. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for this teaching time together today. And I pray that my friends who are listening are encouraged and blessed by your word today. Strengthen us, Lord, by your Spirit. Fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and his anointing, that we may stand firm against the wiles of the devil. Give us wisdom from above, dear God. Give us your wisdom. Lead us and guide us in our daily walk with Jesus. And empower us to walk in victory, your victory, the victory of the cross, all the days of our lives. And let our light shine for all people to see. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, dear ones. Hey, pastors, if you're listening today and you are a pastor, a bishop, church leader, I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider having me to come and to speak at your church. We have what we call Your Place of Grace revivals or conferences. We can do just a weekend format at your church on Sunday mornings and evenings, maybe on a Saturday night. Or we can go from a Sunday through Wednesday, maybe a Thursday through Sunday format. Whatever works for you and your congregation. I want to be a blessing to you, Pastor, to your family, and to your church family. So please do prayerfully consider inviting me to come and speak at your church. I speak all over the United States of America, from Oregon to Florida and many points in between. We've seen many people make decisions for Christ, many people saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, delivered of various addictions, and we've seen lots of people baptized and filled and dwelt with the Holy Spirit. So please do check out my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. And in particular, you can listen to our messages. In particular, though, look at the testimonials page from pastors and church leaders where we've ministered. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Thank you for listening today, and pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The Forgiving Heart. You can find it at Amazon.com. It's in paperback and Kindle ebook format. The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzis. Kindle.com, not Kindle, Amazon.com. I'll get that straight. Or go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Grab several copies of the new book. Pass them around. Read it yourself. If there's anything that we need today in this world, it's a forgiving heart. Get my book, read it, act on it, be blessed. Hey, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.